questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Color of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. We have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of fate and destiny and what is Islam's views regarding this concept. Some people say that the future of their actions or the future of their lives is predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the need to, for example, do good deeds, or if it is going to be a negative and fully bad life, so what is at all the need to do and to go towards perfection? First of all, talk a little bit about the concept of fate and destiny in Islam. Does Islam reject or accept this concept?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is one of the, maybe we can call it, earliest or oldest theological questions asked by different people in different religions and different Islamic, different schools of thought, including the religion of Islam. And we see that from early Islam, questions were asked about this issue, whether everything is predestined, whether we have free will. Is there any role for our free will in our actions? If we have any role, then how is it in line with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of Allah, and so on and so forth. And interestingly, we have some, if you may call it, contradicting answers to this very important question. And up until today, we see different viewpoints among Muslims, among maybe Christians, Jews, and the way that they try to convince the people that we have a role in our actions.
Yes.
And we may call it a bit difficult for all the people to understand, because of the fact that, seemingly there is a kind of contradiction between the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our free will. So for some people, it is difficult to understand how we can believe in the fact that Allah knows everything, from the day we are born, and of course from eternity, our free will. So Allah knows everything. Allah knows what I'm going to do today or tomorrow till the end of my life. So how can I have any role? So yes, some people call it, this is my fate, this is my destiny, so let it go. I have no role in it. Mm-hmm. I cannot change it. But this is against at least the viewpoint of Shia school of thought. The Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, because it was a hot discussion from early Islam, and different groups had different viewpoints in this regard. We have the, Mu'tazila, who believed in the concept of tafwiz, which is roughly translated as delegation, and Asha'ira, some of whom they believed in predestination or jabr, and some believed in the concept of kasb, kind of acquiring.
Yes.
And then the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, they explained this issue by saying that la jabra wa la tafwid wal amru bayna amrayn.
Yes.
Both predestination and tafwid, delegation, are rejected. The issue is something in between.
Mm-hmm. So the concept of taqdir is also this, isn't it?
Exactly.
Something which is muqaddar.
Yeah. Okay. All these issues are related to each other, the concept of qada and qadar and taqdir.
Yes.
All these are related to each other.
Okay.
Now, the point is that it is true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, but our free will has also, a role to play in our actions.
Yes.
Let me give our dear listeners an example. Imagine that you are a teacher in a class.
Yes.
And then during the semester, you have two students, or a professor at uni, you have two students, or two types of students. Some of them, or one of them, is very I mean, active, they study, they do everything that you ask them. And one of them is very lazy. They do not do, he does not do any of his or her homework and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And now this is the day of the final exam. Now, as a teacher, you know that the clever student will pass the exam and the lazy student will fail. Now, the question is that, is your knowledge forcing that lazy student to fall and that clever student to pass the exam?
Yes.
No. Although you know it, but your knowledge is not forcing them because this is the result of their own actions.
Yes.
Now, we can use this example to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that whether I'm a clever student or I'm a lazy student, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that will I use my free will to, believe in Him and to do righteous actions, or will I use my free will in a wrong action, in a wrong direction? So I have my free will. I can choose between good and bad. And I think everyone, when we refer to our conscience, we can agree on a fact that, on this new day, for example, when I wake up from early morning, through my conscience, I feel that I have a free will.
Yes.
Regarding any action.
Yes.
If I wake up in early morning, I'm able to say my prayer and I'm able to just continue sleeping.
Okay.
This is based on my free will. Or, for example, when it comes to different actions, when it comes to some sins, I'm able to backbite.
Yes.
I'm able to refrain from that.
Okay.
We feel it. So it is true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that, but this knowledge of God is including our free will too.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the example of that teacher.
Okay.
Allah knows that whether I will use my free will in a good direction or in the wrong direction.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah,
insha'Allah, you'll find your way. Sorry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human beings, for example, with His own qualities, isn't it?
Yeah.
With the perfection inside human beings. So yeah. The main cause for the creation of human beings is going to take a step through this divine perfection.
Exactly.
So now by your free will and doing good deeds, you are going to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reach sa'ada, salvation in this world, and doing bad deeds, you are going to be a step by step away.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say that good and perfection, goodness and perfection of the soul is predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not evilish or badness in your soul. So every human being is born innocent, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It is in need of a clarification. It doesn't mean, again, that we are forced. Those people who are good people, they are forced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be good people. And mm-hmm. those people who are bad, they are forced to be so by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have two concepts regarding the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is called takwini,
mm-hmm.
Creative, and the other one is called legislative or tashri'i, which means that because sometimes people ask that, for example, for those people who commit sins and they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if it is willed, then it means that they should not be punished for it. And the answer of Muslim scholars to this question is that we need to distinguish between two types of will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By creation, by irada takwiniya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed so, because nothing happened without the irada takwiniya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But by irada tashri'iyya, Allah, as you rightly mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked all of us just to be good people,
yes,
just to do righteous actions. So the sins that a human being commits is against the tashri'a, against the legislative will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although nothing can happen without the creative will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very good.
And that is why the people who commit sins, they should be punished, because they are acting against the legislative will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, that's right.
Now, having said that, there are some arguments. So when we are talking about fate, destiny, it depends on how we are going to explain.
Yes.
If it leads to jabr, predestination, then it is rejected. If our free will is included in this fate and destiny, then it is accepted. And there are some reasons, some arguments to prove that jabr or predestination is absolutely rejected and we have free will.
Okay.
I talked about, the conscience. So the point is that we know that at least for many people, when they do some wrong actions, when they commit sins, then they regret. And many of them, they try to make it up.
Okay.
And now the question is that if everything is predestined,
yes,
it means that we are forced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do these wrong actions. So why do we regret? Why do we feel regretful? This feeling of regretfulness shows that we had our free will. We were able not to do these wrong actions. So this is one point.
That's right.
The second point is that we know that all people reprimand bad doers. So now the question is that based on the concept of predestination, every bad doer is forced to be a bad doer. So why other people reproach them or reprimand them? You shouldn't do that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed so. So the fact that we are able to reprimand bad doers means that we have free will.
That's right.
The next point is upbringing and education. If our children are forced to continue their life only based on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without their free will, so why we try to educate them, to train them, and so on and so forth?
That's right.
The concept of tawbah, repentance.
Yes.
If we are forced, then repentance is meaningless.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forced me to backbite, to kill.
Okay.
So there is no need for me to repent,
mm-hmm,
because this is the will of Allah. In this world, in each country, we have some laws against the criminal, for example.
Yes.
They are put in the jail. So the question is that if they are forced, then no killer should be blamed. No killer should be put in the jail or should be punished because they are forced.
Yes.
Again, these laws, which all people agree that they are rational, means that, we cannot believe
That's
in
right.
predestination.
Okay.
And even those people who, believe in jabr and predestination, I believe that if, for example, you go and harm them and hurt them or kill a dear one for him or for her, they will object. I mean, they will blame you. And it means that even these people do not believe in this. Otherwise, they should have said that, okay, this person harmed me, and he was forced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
So I cannot blame him. I cannot go to law and follow the suit against him or her, and so on and so forth.
That's all right.
So these are some points based on our conscience, according to which the concept of predestination is absolutely rejected.
That's right. So again, when we say that, for example, the Muslims on the night of Qadr during Ramadan pray for the change of their, for example, fate and destiny, we are again not referring, for example, to the whole life, isn't it? We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a tawbah, as you said, isn't it?
Exactly.
As doing a repentance for our past sins so that the effects of the sins might be deleted or eliminated from our life.
I think the night of Qadr is one of the greatest proofs for free will, because on that very night, through our actions, we can change the destiny of ourselves in the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So this means that our supplications and our prayers on that night, they have a role.
Okay.
And we have chosen to be, awake on that very night and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to change the destiny of ourselves in the following year.
That's right.
These are some rational arguments. There are some verses and narrations to reject the idea of predestination that we need to deal with in the following session.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. As you said, we'll continue our discussion on the concept of fate and destiny and also predestination, upcoming session of the program. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن